For 6 years, Janet Folger Porter of Faith to Action tried to get lawmakers to pass what's known as the Heartbeat Bill, a plan that makes abortion illegal at the point a fetal heartbeat is detected as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. If it passed, it would be the most extreme abortion ban in the country. And this year, she succeeded. A year ago, Senate President Keith Faber had said the bill was unconstitutional. But he said now things have changed.
New president, new Supreme Court justice appointees changed the dynamic, and there was a consensus in our caucus to move forward.
The heartbeat bill was added to a child abuse bill, and while there was consensus in the House and Senate, there wasn't consensus in the governor's office. John Kasich vetoed it. But Kasich did sign into law another ban that banned abortions at 20 weeks of pregnancy. Another issue that had been debated in the legislature for about 20 years finally passed. Medical marijuana. Lawmakers were faced with the proposition that voters might vote in a medical marijuana program in the fall. So in the spring, Republican leaders put together a state-run medical marijuana system. One of the sponsors of the plan, Republican Senator Dave Burke, said that was good reason for lawmakers to pass it rather than waiting for voters, because if the latter happened, lawmakers would be powerless to change it.
A ballot initiative can't change. And the ballot initiative that occurred in Issue 3 and may arise in November totally excludes the General Assembly from any changes. I hope it's perfect if that's the route people go. I do know humans, by their very character, are imperfect.
The law creating the program took effect in September, and implementation has been slow. It's expected to take up to 2 years for the medical marijuana program to be fully up and running. State lawmakers made it easier for Ohioans who have concealed carry permits to take their guns into places that had previously been off limits, like college campuses or daycares, if those facilities allow them. While opponents said they feared more guns would mean more violence, Republican Senator Bill Coley says allowing guns in what supporters call victim zones would increase safety.
I wish this bill wasn't necessary, but there are bad people out there, and statistically, bad people keep shooting. When they're set on this, they keep shooting until they run out of ammunition or some good guy with a gun shows up.
It's important to note some government buildings with security, like the State House, are exempt from the new law. Lawmakers also made it easier for Ohioans to register online to vote, a proposal Republican Secretary of State John Husted had wanted.
It will make voting more secure, it will make it easier, and it will save a lot of money.
Husted said had online registration been in place between 2011 and this year, the state could have saved more than $17 million. A bill that tosses out local bans on sales of dogs at pet stores passed over the objections of animal activists such as Vicki Diesner of the ASPCA.
This has been stated that this is going to be the best pet store regulations in the nation, and when you compare with the other ones out there, they're actually the worst.
This pet store bill, backed by Petland, became the Christmas tree bill of the lame duck session. Lawmakers adorned it with other measures, including a provision to make bestiality illegal, and another part increasing penalties for cockfighting. It also outlawed local communities from establishing their own minimum wage rates, and still another part banned cities from restricting where phone companies could site new technology for wireless customers. It was one big package of legislation tied up like a bow with Governor Kasich's signature. Lawmakers also passed a bill that allows schools to intervene for children who are frequently truant in hopes that fewer kids would be expelled and thrown into the justice system. And they okayed a plan, well, more of a stopgap measure, really, to deal with Ohio's unemployment compensation fund. While many had hoped for a long-term solution between labor and employers on how to shore up that fund, Speaker Cliff Rosenberger says it's a sign of good faith, so both sides will come back to the table next year. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.